brand new LCP.
I want to clap it up now, man, because this episode might not go too well. Because on this episode, man, I want to police women's bodies. Now, I know what you hear. Please don't smack me. But I'm going to do my best because I feel like, and again, I know it's a double standard. Mm-hmm. But I feel like that, I feel like there should be a difference in relation to what a woman wears when she's single versus what she wears
that's when she's with her man or not with her man.
No, I mean just a relationship in general.
Oh,
or do you think that there's no standards, there's no boundaries? And again, now, of course, some of this is kind of, we're using the Keke Palmer situation, even though it happened about 10 years ago. Yeah.
In social media times.
Society, yeah. But I want to use that as like a jumping off point to dive into like a whole different realm. But do you think that what a woman wears when she's single in relation to maybe being more scantily clad, do you think that that's okay if now she's in a relationship that's in, I don't care if she got a ring or not,
right,
a relationship where they both decide, you know what, we in it, we are committed.
Yeah.
Do you think that she should still wear what she wears when she's single?
I think if that's a representative of who she is and her personality, then by all means, wear what you wear. Like you said, like you shouldn't necessarily change yourself or who you are to accommodate someone else. If it's not, I guess, infringing upon the relationship in any way. If it's, if it's her way of expressing herself and is it via dress, then I think it's completely fine. I think the issue comes in if you are allowing men to invade your space and your privacy, like invade that space that's sacred for you and your partner if you guys have that type of relationship.
But now again, a lot of times, and I know it's a double standard with this too, but a lot of times, like depending on what you might wear, you might open up the door for that space to be invaded, if you want to be honest about it.
Well, yeah, and so I think some women and men, they might get off on that, right? Like,
yeah.
Some men might like seeing their woman being desirable and men being jealous over how fine a woman might be. Like I shared with you the other day, there was a married couple, and this woman had on, looked like a damn bikini with a... like a fishnet. A fishnet dress, yeah, and her thong. You know, she got her ass done. All these women getting their ass done now. So she's showing off that, and they look like they were out in public. She had on heels with that, so it's not like she was at the beach.
Yeah.
And so that was completely okay for him. He's showing off his woman like that to the...
Yeah, but we can't judge off the picture.
Okay, even if we're
we
not...
don't know.
Okay.
We don't know.
All right. Okay, cool. So even if I'm not using the situation, I see women frequently dress, was it skimpy?
I mean, they can, but do you think that there should be, because of course, women can wear what they want, but do you think there should be a difference? Because like, let's say, for example, you know, I'm single and like, I'm on Instagram, I'm liking all the girls' pictures, you know, she got the titties, I'm liking it, I'm dropping the comments, the hard eyes, and then if I start dating somebody,
that's a problem. That would be a problem. You hard-eyeing and liking.
But like you said, that's me.
Yeah.
That's what I do. So now if I'm dating her, like, why can't I continue doing that? Because I'm not sleeping with these women.
Okay, so then...
except me, because that's what I do.
No, that's different because you are... it's almost as if you're being flirtatious. Now, I can see if that's a...
but now if you that see woman and she's posting naked pictures online, now, I don't mean naked, but she's posting provocative pictures, every picture is a side shot of her ass, that shouldn't stop either?
Is she getting paid for it?
Most women are not getting paid. We're not talking about... most women are not getting paid.
Now,
these are free posts.
These are free posts.
Or does it change now because it's the woman doing it? But I can't drop heart emojis. I can't.
You dropping heart emojis will be almost equivalent to you probably flirting with a woman. You're showing some type of interest in about you actually reacting, because you could like it internally and be like, damn, she fine, and keep that to yourself.
Okay.
But you're making a public declaration.
Oh, okay, but now versus, there's many women I see.
But we're talking about...
in relationships.
We're talking about practice? No, I'm just playing.
No,
you're
I see many women in relationships that take the little pictures showing their ass in relationships.
The
little pictures, propping their titties up in the camera. These are women in relationships.
Okay.
And now when you post pictures like that, the quote unquote thirst traps.
Yeah.
You are now sending out a bat signal.
Mm-hmm.
So there's nothing wrong with that, but I can't drop a heart emoji, but she could just post
pictures. Do you
pictures.
Hear the, that's not the same thing.
So it's not the same if I drop a heart emoji or if I drop a comment, but I can go online.
So
and post
you're
my,
equating a woman showing her prop breast or her
a side shot of her ass.
Or a side shot of her ass as so her giving heart emojis to all the men. Like, what are you saying?
What I'm talking about the attention that things can bring.
Okay.
I'm not talking about a single woman.
You sound like the white people in schools when girls, because they think,
this looks, you know, inappropriate on you, but they can't hide it.
No, that's different, because the pictures I'm talking about are not being hidden.
Right.
A woman is going out of her way to say, hey, I'm showing you these titties. Like, you know, instead of taking, now, what you're saying, yeah, if a woman is thicker, she's thicker. Like, right. She don't got the white box SpongeBob body.
Right.
But now when you turn to the side and position,
yeah, I mean,
my ass is right there.
Now,
you
honestly,
see
it is annoying. It is annoying.
That's an issue. I'm going to be honest.
It's an issue, but
if I'm dating her, like, I'd be like, bro, really? Like I said, I've got friends that do it. I don't care.
So
I'm not
you're okay
them.
With, okay. So time, place, manner, right? So you're okay with possibly her being at the beach and showing, like, she's taking a picture of herself at the beach, but for her, for a regular, like, Tuesday night.
We gonna police woman's body, so I'm gonna boo myself now, because it's probably gonna come off away. No, I'm just saying, if you at the beach,
right,
like, it's a 99% chance you got a bikini on.
Right.
That's okay.
Right.
But I'm talking, and again, when you're saying,
can she post a little picture like that?
Yeah, see, but let me add the disclaimer. Look, if she in a bikini, post your bikini picture.
Okay.
But the thing is, like, when you go out of your way, you know what? I'm in my bikini. Let me turn. Let me arch my ass.
Yeah.
Let me make sure my titties. Then it's just like, right, bro. That's why I say it's a difference.
And so,
it's nothing wrong with a bikini.
My thing is, at the beach, there's hundreds of people out there at the beach who's looking at your woman, who sees your woman.
But that's normal.
It's normal, right? Because everybody is half naked.
Everybody's
fucking half naked on social media.
Yeah, but that don't mean
then
nothing.
You said before, like, you see women's lips and their nipples and all this stuff on the internet, and you say, I guess you become sort of, like, numb to it. But
I'm going to say right now, and again, you might not admit it, like, when, like, those type of pictures, they're done for a reason.
Yeah.
They're done for a reason.
Mm-hmm. So you're, but I get what you're saying, though. If you're in a relationship, we should not be displaying
a lot of those
unless
pictures are
it's being monetized.
A lot of those pictures are, that's different because it's
right.
money.
Girl, it's
go, man, girl, go out and make $200K.
Right, right, right.
Like, that's coming back to us.
Right.
But a lot of those pictures, again, a lot of women won't admit it, those are attention seeking pictures. How many times I've seen them pictures where, oh, I just got my hair, but bitch, can we see the hair?
Right, right, right.
It's like one strand of hair in the picture in his ass. Those are attention-seeking pictures. And like I said, I'm not against women's empowerment, woman femininity. How you say it?
Femininity.
Yeah, see, we
jacking it first. Anonymity. Okay, I'm sorry.
But to get away from that, like I said, man.
No. Yeah. I kind of want to know. So,
yeah, ask me
what something. What is appropriate, though? What's inappropriate? Because, like, how can a woman... who's not
just have some class.
I was
going
to say, who's not Muslim. But
at the end of the day, just have some class, man. Because like I said, I know the woman loves saying, well, if I don't got a ring on my... But you gotta show a lot of qualities. The same thing as a man.
It's just so aggravating because I...
The ring don't come from nothing.
Mm-hmm.
And that goes on both sides. Because like I said, like, I could be the most ancient man in the world.
Right.
Treating her bad, doing this, doing that. And I could propose. She could say no, because I'm not showing things that's worthy of a husband.
Mm-hmm.
The same thing.
Right.
If a woman is showing qualities that's not, that a man doesn't deem worthy of a wife.
So I think your issue is the women who all pictures they post is them being like provocative and happy.
All I'm saying,
because
have class.
I see, okay, have class. But I see with my eyes pictures of women who are in relationships, are married, and they are still being provocative. And I think it is.
Everybody's relationship is different.
Everybody's relationship is different, but I also feel like to some extent, people are still like, it's sick, but it's like women are constantly using their bodies to make money. This, like, the beauty industry is like a $1 billion industry, right?
That's the era we live in. Body, body, body.
Like, there are women who making sure, like, when they go on vacations or even if they're going for a girl's night out, and they can be a complete professional mm-hmm. and are in committed relationships, but they're showing this provocative side so people can like them, so people can, they're inquiring as to, for example, the woman I told you who was with her husband. Mm-hmm. I was on her IG and I was looking, and she had a picture. She's in a swimsuit. She have like this thong bikini. You see her ass. She's walking away. But as the video is playing, mm-hmm. she's showing off ways to increase your credit. And it's just like these.
It's like
a gimmick. It's like, oh, yeah, do you see me? Ah, but I got you, bitch.
It's like what I just said about showing off the hair, but right. I want you to see the ass, because now the picture gonna get hella likes. Not because right. of the hair, right. because a lot of men, we see the ass. Then you always go to the comments. Damn, girl, that thing getting fat.
Just like you said, there's men who lead with money. It's like women are leading with quote unquote pussy, yeah. or titties or ass, and their main message not even their titties, ass, whatever. It's, oh, come see this product I have.
And a lot of men lead with money because that's what we see.
Right.
Yeah, you got to cash at me to get my attention. You got to do this to get my. If you ain't spending, don't come over here. And it's just like, okay, here you go.
But okay,
Everything is monetized in some shape or form, and like that's the part that sucks. But mm-hmm. like I said, but I see it as like half class, because if I'm dating somebody, mm-hmm. I'm married to somebody. Mm-hmm. Like when I step outside,
yeah.
regardless of how people see, and again, maybe I'm just old school,
yeah.
but I'm in some shape or form a reflection of my partner.
Yeah.
Again, especially if I'm married. Mm-hmm. So if I go outside and I'm out and like. Let's say I get caught on camera. I'm at the bar. I'm on top of the table right. doing like wild shit. I'm a reflection of my partner. Mm-hmm. Like that's to me showing a lack of respect for my partner. If I'm letting women do this or letting women kind of, it's just like, mm-hmm. again, it's about having class. I'm not saying you got to go outside with a turtleneck on.
Right.
Not at all.
Yeah, but you're speaking of behavior.
I'm not talking about style. Monetizing.
So no. I'm like, not. That aside, but even, like, the way one present themselves and mm-hmm. the way one dresses, that's your... Again, this is your stance, your opinion, yeah. right? Because I think we had... This was probably like 40 podcast episodes ago. I remember we had a conversation on, I don't know, but it was something about like women not like wearing their nipples out or something.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
not having no bras not having no bra. And shit like
yeah. yeah. So like for me, I was like, okay, I am relatively modest. Like I don't go too crazy. mm-hmm. Except for like if I'm going out of time, if I'm going somewhere where nobody knows me, mm-hmm. I'm probably a little bit more risque, because it's like the chances, you know, chances of me running into a client yeah. or the judge or something is slim to none, right? Yeah. So I can kind of be a little bit more free. I say, however, if I'm married or in a relationship and me and my dude were out, I may want to wear something mm-hmm. a little skimpy for him to have a good time. And it ain't for anybody else but for me and him. You know what I'm saying? Hold
on. Okay. I want to stop you right there.
Okay.
Okay, so like for that example, mm-hmm. like let's give your boyfriend name is Terrence.
Hey, boo.
So now you're going out, you mm-hmm. want to wear something skimpy for him. Right. You're putting on something sexy for Terrence, and you say, hey, you know what? Like you going out in that,
yeah.
like it doesn't really turn me on. Like I get mm-hmm. turned on by seeing you in that when we get in private.
Okay.
So you wearing that outside, for me,
okay.
it don't turn me on.
Okay.
So now what do you say in that situation? Because just because you...
It would kind of kill a moment, like...
And again, I'm not trying to jump, but I feel like you wearing that outside for you as opposed to him. But see, a lot of women, not saying all, mm-hmm. a lot of women don't admit it. Mm-hmm. Sometimes you want to go outside, yeah. you want to be, you know, showing off your body. Mm-hmm. It don't always got to be, I'm doing it for my man. I think that's a scapegoat answer.
Okay, so
I feel like you want to go outside.
In terms of what I was saying, I am literally thinking about a situation if I was in a relationship and I wanted to have fun and do that with him. However, there have been times when, let's say about 2 years ago, mm-hmm. for example, like I wore this mini skirt. It was me and my friends. We went out for our little Thai food, and I had this like halter top thingy, mm-hmm. and I was just like, that was for me to feel good about myself. I didn't want any attention, but it's like, I want to feel good about the skin I'm in.
And that's what I'm saying. Yeah. It don't have to be, I'm wearing this outside for my man.
And you've seen zero pictures of me on the internet displaying what I had on.
Yeah.
There are several times I may have had something where you might see a little butt cheek out, but I'm not putting that on social media for, yeah, for people to see. You know what I'm saying?
And that's why I said, I feel like thing. A lot of times it's a scapegoat answer. Mm-hmm. I'm wearing this outside for men because this was men. No, a lot mm-hmm. of times, no, because everything is not centered around us.
Right.
Now, a lot of times, a lot of that get projected on us. A lot of times, women want to go outside.
We want to feel sexy. So it's just we do saying. Not want a nigga talking to us, yes, breathing
but
on
at
us.
At the end of the day, and again, it's not an excuse, but we live
What's
on
What's not
Earth.
An excuse?
We live on Earth.
Okay, we
like,
do.
A lot of women know, like, it's like when, at the top of the year, like QT down the street, I was in QT down the street. I stopped to get something to drink.
You saw a QT down the street?
No, QT, the gas station. I stopped to get something to drink.
Yeah.
A chick walked in there, uh-huh. ass cheeks out.
Oh, you had, wanted no, some of that
no,
drink.
No, listen. I'm listening. She had on the shirt. She had on some little denim shorts. Like, whole ass cheeks out, both sides.
Uh-huh.
Again, it's men behind her looking, damn.
Oh, they gonna look.
Ooh, that. And she was mad. Why are you looking at me? Oh, my, I hate niggas. And I'm like... What do you expect people to look at?
Right.
It's
right.
like, you know, we live on Earth.
Right.
If you walk outside, you got your ass out, you got your titties out.
Right.
Of course, like, no man should. No
you
man
cannot
touch.
Have any of that out, and niggas still gonna be
no,
lurking.
No, but again, no man can touch you.
Right.
100%. I'm in agreement with that. Mm-hmm. But you can't tell a man where to put his eyes at.
Right. That's facts.
Or you can't flip it into, oh, niggas, it's dirty. You have your ass out.
Right.
Like, when it's hot outside, especially now during the heat wave, like, sometimes you might see pussy lips outside.
That's insane.
Depending on what she got on, and then you always see, oh, man, I hate when niggas looking. What do you expect?
I'm kind of stuck on pussy lips. How they put the pussy lips on live? How they did that?
You gotta, like, please go to the park when it's hot, when it's a heat wave, or, like, when it's a festival.
Do you see the camel toe?
Or? You can see it. Or sometimes when they bend over to kind of fix their shoe, and you see they got no panties on.
Yeah.
And, like,
T-shirt.
Again, you can't feel a, oh, well, matter of fact, you can feel a type of way.
Yeah.
But it's like, if I go outside, let's say I go outside, I got my dick out.
Yeah.
Why are these bitches looking at my dick? What they supposed to look at?
I mean, it's out.
That's what I'm just saying. All right. And I feel like a lot of times, again, I feel like they say what they think they should say, mm-hmm. but internally, they like it.
Mm-hmm.
And again, I'm not saying like, oh, pro-rape. I'm not saying that.
No.
No woman should be touched.
Right.
But you can't tell a man where to put his eyes at. That's all I'm saying.
That's true.
You
I
can.
Agree.
So if you go outside, you got your titties out, and every guy that walk by, damn, like, what you want him to look at?
Right.
That's the
look into my eyes. Look into my
eyes. Everything is sexualized, but let's get into these voicemails, man. Well, we 18 minutes in. Okay. Now, you know, when the whole thing happened with Keke Palmer, I asked a couple men I know, you know, two men that's married,
mm-hmm.
and you know, my guy Sully always mm-hmm. throw his little opinion in. Now,
mm-hmm.
I've asked him about Keke Palmer. You know, you in a relationship with a woman, she goes out to go see Usher, Trey Songz, whoever.
Mm-hmm.
Like, how do you feel if your woman is out there scantily clad,
yeah.
drooling over, you know, an entertainer or anybody in general? So now, let's see if I get the clip. Where my iPad at, man? Let's see if I get this queued up. Because, again, I want your opinion on this now.
After hearing the men's?
Yeah, yeah. Okay. Please, but again, if you won't kill them, go ahead and kill them. If you're going to
I don't
agree,
even know these people.
Yeah. But let's get into the first voice message from my guy, Sully.
If I'm with a chick and, you know, she sees her celebrity crush, she goes to his concert, right? You know, he's singing to her, she going crazy, she, you know, scantily dressed. I don't necessarily think that's the worst thing in the world, because it's like, on the one hand, everybody's got a celebrity crush. Well, maybe not everybody, but hell, I got one. And if she wanna sing to me, I'll probably let her, you know. You know what I'm saying? So I'm gonna look happy while she's doing it. So on the one hand, I understand, right. Hey, there's this larger than life figure, you know, paying you some attention, this person you listen to and watch every day, you know, they're singing you a song and shit like that. Like,
you a song. Okay.
I can get how you could get caught up in that moment and not necessarily do anything wrong, but
hold on, we ain't done. We got more.
But you could disrespect your relationship at home, potentially, right? And you don't mean to. It's, again, you just got caught up in the moment. And I'm not trying to excuse it, right? You could damn sure do something that could ruin your relationship in that moment. But I'm just saying, I can understand how it would happen. Now, when you factor in being caught on social media half dressed and this nigga singing to you and it's just looking like you can't control yourself, that just makes the situation a whole lot worse, right? Assuming there's no cameras out, you know, and this is just a one-time thing. You go to this concert, you get caught up on stage, he sings to you, you go home, nobody knows about it except the people that were there. Okay, that's one thing. But man, all over social media, everybody in your business, bruh, and you out here looking like a damn fool. I think once the video gets posted.
Now, I want to pause because he make a great point.
Yeah,
it's like,
I like
how,
that.
You know how, now, I've heard women tell me before in the past, or just in general, like, you know how they might tell their husband, hey, you know, like, if you go to another city, if you cheat, just don't embarrass me.
Yeah.
In relation to, hey, if you do something,
don't
like, that's between us, or it got to be private, but don't let shit go public. Because, you know, it's easy to kind of recover from, and again, nobody should cheat.
Right.
But it's easy to recover from when only you and them know.
Mm-hmm.
But now, once it goes on social media, and now your friends know.
Yeah, because you got other people in your ear.
Yeah, bitch, girl, you still with him? Or and everybody giving their opinions in your left ear, your right. It's just like, it changes things. Because like I said, so many situations or so many things can kind of be rectified. But once it go online, especially now, don't let them go viral. That's on the shade room. That's on Baller Alert.
But also, again, this happened how many weeks ago? But stuff don't stay relevant that long. Like, people
it
are
don't
on...
stay relevant to us, but it stays relevant to the people who going through it. It don't stay relevant to us. It's like somebody dying. Oh yeah, they die. Okay, next day. Okay, move on.
Now this is what's popping in my head. Mm-hmm. And so, because I agree with Sully, like, look, this is kind of like a once in a lifetime thing. Like, chances of me and this person actually engaging in like some sort of affair.
So, but do you think there should be a limit during the interaction? Because yeah, I don't care if it's a one time thing. It don't mean go all out. You grabbing his balls and no. It should still be. I don't care if it's
like
one
for
time.
Example, if I was in a relationship and we're at this concert and
Usher come up to you.
Nope, I'm going to put it around as to where a woman, it's a female artist.
Oh, Janet Jackson.
Janet Jackson or whatever. And my husband been loving Janet Jackson since he was 8 years old, right? Mm-hmm. And Janet Jackson, like, kisses him on, even
come
if
on,
he...
Come on stage, let me give you a lap dance.
Yeah, like, shit, I might be fucking happy for him. If she gives him a kiss, all that stuff, he's in, I'm like, but I'm not... It's like, listen, bro, I'm fucking him. He's going to be living in his glory days for days on end. And I'm not going to be mad. It's just Janet fucking Jackson.
But like I always tell you.
Yeah.
Because you feel that way. You can't expect him to feel that way if now,
right.
You know, because Johnny Gill like, pull you on stage.
My,
he going to die. No. No, you can't.
Oh my God.
You can't expect him to feel the same way. You can't. He gonna die.
Oh Lord, I think I bust his way.
No, you can't expect him to feel the same way. Is it hot in here?
It got hot.
Yeah. Turn the AC up.
Oh Lord.
I'm dying here.
Jesus send a fan.
No, but I'm swaying my forehead.
You said you gonna die.
I feel like I ran a marathon. What I'm saying,
that was funny.
You can't expect him to feel the same way because that's how you would feel.
Yeah.
Everybody gonna perceive it differently, but let's finish out what he had to say.
Okay.
So for me, the video of her having a seizure because some guy is singing to her on stage is a billion times worse than the fact that she got sung to on stage and, you know, she sort of flipped out about it. That embarrassment, man, people clowning you and shit like that, or just, you know, seeing some dude got his hand all over your girl and she already scantily I couldn't be with her after that. And it's 110% the video. It's not the fact that she went to a concert, you know, and she kind of got out of hand because she got caught up on stage. It's the fact that, yo, I ain't about to be out here
Pause.
Looking crazy.
So is this Sully? Is this Sully talking from a regular, ordinary, everyday person?
Yeah,
or
is
he talking from the stance of you are in the spotlight? Because, again, even if a video has surfaced,
But like you said, it depends on what happens in the video.
Mm-hmm.
Because, like, we seen We seen Usher go up to Issa Rae. You know, she married.
I didn't see that, actually.
Yeah, yeah. You can look it up and, you know, he went up to her mm-hmm. and she married. She was like, she kept the distance.
Okay.
Because, like I said, when people say, well, you know, it's Keke Palmer, you know, you got to accept. No, no, no.
You also just said Issa Rae's married.
Yeah, but
see, no, I'm just like,
see, no, no, that no because you. That's what I don't like when people change it yeah. because of the ring.
Yeah,
if we in a committed relationship, so,
wait, but you cannot dumb down the ring.
No, I'm not dumbing it down, but the ring has to come from showing that you can go out and that your partner can trust you, and vice versa. Like, trust is huge in a relationship.
That is true.
Because if I'm dating Issa Rae and, like, I know, for example, how she moves, she could go out, like, she could. Oh yeah, John, I'm going to a party and it's 500 men. Mm-hmm. I trust you. I don't care. Mm-hmm. That's why trust means something. Now, if I know that you're gonna go out and now, you know, any ounce of attention, oh, you're just gonna melt. And mm-hmm. just then, yeah, trust is not there. The relationship probably not going.
Yeah,
it's probably not gonna last long because mm-hmm. I don't trust you.
I honestly think there is no right answer. Right, I don't think there's a right or wrong answer to any of this, to be honest mm-hmm. with you, because everything is going to be evaluated by a case-by-case basis. But for you to leave your... I honestly think for you to leave your woman after y'all build over it's interaction...
Insecure, it's shallow. What you about to say?
I wouldn't say insecure or shallow at all, but it's like an interaction that wasn't necessarily... sexual, and I don't even want to just bring sex into it. It's like it really probably wasn't that deep.
It don't matter if it's and that it's deep, one, but
like you again throwing away something over interaction like that that's probably not going to happen again. That's childish as fuck. Like,
yeah, okay, but everybody has their limits. Everybody has their boundaries. So
if they can't handle that in something that's
he can't handle it, which is why he said
he don't need to be with a woman like that. Yeah.
Said I can't handle it. Basically, mm-hmm. I would leave her. Mm-hmm. So
it's funny, it'd be the same niggas who be saying that, who be doing some other shit.
No, see, no, see, no, no. That's that trauma speaking. No, we ain't doing that.
Okay.
Because, like I'm saying, like if he said, no, because I can see if he said, you know what, I don't like that. Next time, I'ma control you. But he said, I don't like it. I'm leaving. Mm-hmm. Like. He's leaving.
That's funny. I don't know. I just
So you got an issue with him leaving so you want him to stay and have an issue with it because it's probably not
it happened. So I mean, like, there are people who
so he can't healthily walk away based
he
on
can healthily
his
walk away. So what I'm saying is that there have been men or women mm-hmm. who have been cheated on, let's say in a marriage yeah. who was able to and it didn't happen overnight.
Yeah.
They was able to work through it, get counseling, right, and heal from it, and have beautiful marriages after that. And you telling me from a hug, but that's them. But from a hug and a quick interaction that wasn't him putting his penis in her pussy, like you leaving you wasn't committed to it to begin with. If you leaving over something that small,
hold on. So you think that, and again, I'm trying to ask for clarity. Mm-hmm. So you think that the only time a man should leave a woman is if the penis went inside her, as opposed to not things that he feels as inappropriate?
Okay.
Because sometimes you can disrespect
so
without the penis going
you
inside.
One and done. So this one isolated incident is enough for you to walk away from your relationship. I don't think you were meant to be.
See, but no. But how do we know it's one and done? How do we know that there wasn't instances leading up to that? And now with you doing that, and now the public embarrassment.
Instances of a, well,
instances
you got to remember,
like
you got to remember Keke and Usher are celebrities. So if we're talking about a regular person.
Yeah, we're talking about
who had,
we all for Keke and Usher.
Okay, yeah. So a regular person who has this one interaction with a celebrity.
It depends
unless
on
they're
what's
in
done.
That type of. Yeah, if it was something like that that we saw in the video.
Okay, so like let's use the scenario before we dive to another voicemail. Okay. So let's say, for example, you know, again, we're going to use Terrence. You're okay. Dating Terrence. And like you go out with your homegirls, you mm-hmm. know, whoever, and you go see Chris Brown. Mm. No,
okay.
As an example,
okay.
He pull you on stage.
Okay.
He, you know, during let's say he performing Take You Down. He gyrating on you, he picking you up, spinning you around, mm-hmm. he put you on top. You know how sometimes like they pick you up and kind of simulate eating your vagina. Mm-hmm. So like, let's say he doing all of that to you.
Okay.
And your man be like, you know what? I feel disrespected, I'm leaving.
Okay.
So you gonna tell him it was just a one off? It was only a.
I mean, that's the only thing I can say. Like, nigga, I'm with you. Like, at the end of the day, I'm committed to this relationship.
So you think that because his penis didn't go inside you, that's not a level of disrespect to where he should be able to leave you?
If he wants to leave.
If he's simulating sex with you on stage, picking you up, spinning mm-hmm. you around, simulating eating your vagina, mm-hmm. it don't count because it didn't physically happen. You don't think that he can have a...
He can have that. He can no, leave.
Say he can leave, but you're talking like with a level of judgment for him leaving.
I have a right to judge.
Yeah, but you're judging him for, yeah, but you're judging him for leaving because he doesn't want
to... I feel like that's a...
Okay, so no boundaries. As long as yes, the penis you can don't have, go inside
no,
you.
No. We still speaking on celebrity versus no, a regular person. Like, what the fuck? Like, I don't understand. Like,
because it ain't no better if it's Chris Brown or if it's Sean from up the block.
Well, first of all, I personally wouldn't be in a situation to where that would be happening. But
we use that as an example.
As an example.
To kind of get a gauge on how you would feel. Because
I mean, yeah, I will feel some type of way like, really, bruh? Like, you gone because of that.
We gonna clap it up. We gonna leave that there because we see. So, fellas, man.
Because, dog. No.
Just don't. If the PP go inside, that's when it's official.
No.
Because, like I said, I'm trying to get a gauge on how you feel. Because you just said, yeah, I don't think it's, bro, there was no penis going inside. It ain't matter.
And it wasn't a serious interaction. I can see if you're like, you're seeking that out. You're seeking that sort of attention, but you're not. You're literally going out for this once in a lifetime, I guess, sort of thing. And it's happened. So. Yeah. I don't think that warrants a breakup. But if a dude or a woman, you want to break up because of that, then chances are you guys aren't meant to be together. If you can't get through this one little thing,
yeah,
it's not meant for us to be together. And that's fine. We'll cry it out. We'll heal and we'll move on. Okay.
So if you're in a relationship or you, mm-hmm. I mean, committed, I'm not talking about you in a committed relationship mm-hmm. or a marriage. Mm-hmm. Do you think that when you go out with your homegirls that, and it's like a single moment?
Mm-hmm. Wait, it's like a single moment?
No, do you think that if a woman is in a relationship,
okay,
or she's married,
okay,
that if she goes out with her homegirls, that her relationship goes on the back burner during that outing?
Not necessarily.
And it's a single moment to where, girl, do what you got. Do you, girl. Or do you think that you still have to have some level of respect for your partner?
Yeah, you have to have a level of respect.
So if you go out and Sean is picking you up, flipping you around, simulating your vagina, how is that respect?
Disrespect.
So it ain't disrespect. Okay.
It's disrespect.
That is a sign of love. We gonna leave it like that. Going out and Sean picking you up and flipping you around and simulating your vagina, that's a sign of love for your partner. So we gonna leave
clearly
it
like that. That's not a sign of love for your partner.
If it ain't disrespect, it gotta be love.
Just said it was disrespect.
You said, but it's crack. We gonna dive into the next voicemail, man.
Next case.
Let's see what you gotta say, Drew.
Yo, so I don't know if you still need this, but
I need it.
I definitely see what was going on there. My whole thing with the whole Kiki situation is, I might have been upset about it, but I wouldn't have brought it up publicly. You know, I wouldn't have tweeted about it.
That's a fact.
I wouldn't have posted about it. I just would have talked about it when she got home. And it probably wouldn't have been as big as a thing as it was. I think now she broke up with him, which is crazy. But if he just would have saved it for the crib, it all would have been good. But I definitely might have said something, you know what I mean? Like, you know what I mean? You could let an usher serenade you dressed crazy. I probably would have been tight. I'm not going to lie. You know what I mean? It's fucking Usher. Singing ass nigga Usher. Take your girl. But, you know what I mean? People got to have a little more...
I guess he mean like more security or feel more secure.
Mm-hmm.
But like I said, it's tough.
Yeah.
I'm dying. The air on.
it's probably also the coffee I had.
Yeah. The lights too. That light is on my face. But nah. I understand what he's saying because, you know, the fact that he went on social media, it changes things. Especially being in the public eye. So,
right.
Of course. But it's like the same thing for like regular folks. Like, you know, if you can deal with that in private.
Yeah.
But once you go on online and now you start talking, now your friends, like I said, your friends and your family see it.
Right.
Everything changes because if you guys stay together, then people, oh, you still together after what he said online. It's just like, you can't allow other people to kind of put their voices in between because then, you know, situations that can be fixed, they become complicated.
Right.
You know, when you allow everybody else to kind of put their two cents in. That's why I always say all the time, in a relationship, that's private.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm never going to let nobody see that there's a bump in the ship. Because sometimes we can fix that bump. Mm-hmm. But now when everybody know now the bump in the ship, the crack is, everything is flooding in.
Yeah, we get second guessing like your decisions. Like, even if you know in your heart, like, I can work through this spine, just get those little, that chatter.
Yeah. But let's dive. Let's finish out what he had to say.
I don't know where I left off, but people have to be a little more secure, you know? Like, that guy, I know that's his girl. That's Usher. Like, Usher is, I don't know how old a Usher is, but he knows Usher's not smashing his girl, you know?
My point
It was a little out there. It was a little crazy.
I'm going to pause
My
it.
My point exactly.
It ain't your point exactly. Because like I told you a couple weeks ago off air, the fact that, yeah, if it's you and Usher singing to you, Usher's not smashing you.
Right.
Because outside of that one time incident, you have no other way to access Usher. You can hit his DM.
That's no different than the Chris Brown situation you just mentioned.
That's different.
Oh, because you're talking about the
I'm talking about him picking you up.
That's like a lot.
Things that he have done at a concert before with a woman from the audience.
Gotcha.
And now if the because he's done it before performing those type of songs.
Yeah.
And now if they're if they're single, do you? But now if they're in a relationship, they can't expect a girl. But like you can't expect to go home and tell and show your husband that video. I'm so happy for you. Like, no, it's probably gonna be an issue. It's probably gonna be an issue.
Yeah.
Because at that point, like they say, sometimes the fandom comes out.
Yeah.
But to where Chris Brown could say, hey baby, you know, come back to my backstage after. But I'm just saying, like in that moment, like she might know,
yeah,
I ain't never gonna see Chris again.
Right.
So let's say he say, hey, come back to my hotel.
That's a no.
But do you think a lot of women gonna say no?
Yes. Didn't he give somebody like herpes or gonorrhea?
That don't matter. Don't matter. It was herpes accusations with Usher years ago. Remember?
And I'm just good on it. Like, no, like it's not that deep for me.
Yeah.
You know, just me personally. I don't have those type of fantasies.
That. Yeah. So. But like I said, that's you. But see, right. Like I said, I say all the time, I take it off of myself. I know plenty of women in relationships that probably would do some wild shit. Just to be honest.
Well, yeah, of course.
Because I ain't never gonna see him again. It don't matter. Because you know now, when it comes to a woman embracing her sexuality, it's so cluttered.
Yeah.
You know how before you kind of understand what it meant, but now it's just like it's so cluttered. It's so it's just jumbled up to it. It just it includes everything.
Yeah.
Like I've seen women cheat. Well, come on. I'm just like, bruh. That's why I just say like it was kind of like a mini trigger because I've heard that so many times. Like where I've seen women cheat. And then try to act as if, but you know, it didn't mean nothing. There was no emotions. And I'm just like, it don't take away from the act. Everything ain't embracing your sexuality. Sometimes it's disrespectful.
You're just doing what you want to do.
Yeah. And like I said, I believe that a lot of people, they're not ready for a relationship, but like they want it because of what they see. But a lot of people, they aren't ready for the fact that it's not just about you no more. Like I always say, you got to account for somebody else's feelings, even if you don't understand it.
I think a lot of, I mean, I know we're talking about, I guess, behaviors when you're single versus when you're in a relationship. Yeah. But I also think that goes to the evolution of relationships, right? And how this ain't the 50s and 60s no more. Like, women aren't able to, like, women weren't able to kind of, like, do their own thing because their men, like, held a power, like, over them, right? And, like, there's this different type of, like, liberation or movement with women. It's just, like, I guess this is something you might say, like, they want to have their cake and eat it, too. Like, they're able
to. You can do your own thing, but just be single while you do that.
Yeah, but you're saying be single while doing that, but also know, like, it's not just women who's doing that. This is also men 100%. As well, right? And so this,
and on the flip side, she can leave him too. Like, it's not one-sided. If a man is doing something, he's disrespecting you when he go out with his boys, which we know happens a lot, and you find out about it, like, accepting it is kind of saying you are okay with it. That's why I say I don't blame nobody for leaving if something happens one time.
It just annoys me when
so it is both sides. No, it's both sides.
It's both sides, but what's common is that men are allowed to do what they want to do, but the minute a woman gets back and do the same thing, it's just like, you know, they whole world crumbles
down. That double standard is always going to exist. It's because on the flip side, it's so many double standards that only favor women. So no, so it's both sides on the. Let's not do that. Because you are 100% correct, but there's double standards on both sides.
So in terms of, I mean, I'll probably be veering off, but
Everybody benefits from double standards.
Right.
One woman benefit from so many. Mm-hmm. And men benefit from some too. That's just the facts of it. Mm-hmm. And they're never going away.
Yeah.
A man can sleep with 30 women, he's the man.
Yeah.
A woman can sleep with two women, she's a hoe. I mean, with two men, she's right. a hoe. It's always going to be there. Mm-hmm. That's never going nowhere.
What is interesting though is that you hear that, okay, so somebody gets cheated on, or there's this one incident of disrespect, and you leave. And so let's just say you have a cycle or a pattern. Let's say you're in a relationship. Mm-hmm. This happens, right? Yeah. Like, man, fuck this. I'm done with her. She disrespected me this one time. I ain't about to be. And then you get into another relationship, right? And you see that there's this sort of pattern that happens. At what point do you realize, like,
a pattern of what in relation to what a woman does?
There's going to be something that happens to where you're not going to be happy about it. And how do you know?
Do you have an example? Like, let's try to get an example so we can focus on that example of like what might happen to where he might be like, you know what? Because I want to talk vague about this. I want to have like an example.
Okay, I'll have to come back to it. But I just know that like there's not always going to be better out there. Like, I think there is this whole swipe left, swipe right thing you feel 100%. Like there's a bunch of options, right? And there's options, but they might not. There might not be any compatibility, and I think there's always going to be some level of frustration or some working through that you're going to need to do. And people are willing to just, people are so quick to give up because something didn't go their way. We got to realize, like, at the end of the day, we are individuals. Of course, in a spiritual realm or something, when people marry, you become one. But even becoming one is a process. It don't just happen the moment you guys decide to consummate the marriage and put y'all finances together.
You are 100% correct.
Yeah, you're building. So again, when somebody in coloring outside the lines on one day, you're gonna leave it because instead of trying to correct
that. It's about how far outside the lines you color.
Okay, do you not think that somebody could still come back and like, okay, let me correct this behavior. You know what? I was wrong. I didn't think this through. I apologize. This won't happen again. But for you to just walk away because of, like, I just think
everybody's
different, but still you're going to get into another relationship. But you're going to be with you. Who's to say, I understand what you're saying, but some shit is going to happen and you're not going to be happy about it. Mm-hmm. So you're going to leave every time something that you did, whether it's financial, like a secret, or she went to go spend $5,000 and tell me about it. Are you going to leave? Like, what? When are you gonna just be like, you know what? I'm fucking pissed about this. Let me, because you can take a break, but you're gonna keep.
So you think that everything should be accepted? I'm trying to get to what you mean.
I don't think I believe that, but I also think that people have their own. But you can't breaking points, yeah, I guess you can say.
Dismiss that. When things happen, it's like, yes, things can be talked about and rectified. You know, a woman or a man can forgive somebody for cheating or whatever the case may be, but it still might produce some feelings of insecurity, of jealousy that might still linger even after the forgiveness. And that can become an issue. Because now she goes out again in the future with her homegirls, and now those feelings of jealousy and insecurity that happened because of the incident that he forgave her for, he might still have lingering feelings of that can still.
But that can apply to other areas of one's relationship, is what I'm saying. Not just in terms of a flirtatious interaction, is what I'm saying.
Yeah.
So if you cannot.
Certain things are easier to recover from. Like I said, in terms of like. Let's use the example you said about somebody taking money.
So you think, and $5,000 could be a lot of money for some people to be able to work through.
Yes, but it just depends. It depends on what you took the money for. It depends. It's just, everything ain't just black and white.
That's what I just said moments ago.
Yes, but I'm talking about like if you remove another person from the equation,
yeah,
those things can be talked about in a more way to where it can be resolved healthily. Mm-hmm. But now when you add a person of the opposite sex, it complicates things. We're not talking about money. Mm-hmm. We're not talking about you doing this or you going out to purchase a car.
Yeah.
Like things that can be talked about and rectified. We're talking about a whole another human being. Mm-hmm. You don't see the difference in that as opposed to you taking $2,000 to go buy a bag. As opposed to now a whole nother man is involved in the equation. Are they equal?
But
we can talk about the money. We can talk about this. But now it's different. It's different. As opposed to me going out there and now me taking $1,000 out your purse to go buy something.
Yeah.
Or opposed to me going out to the club and doing XYZ with a girl.
Right, right, right.
It's different.
Yeah.
Like, I can explain. I could, you know what, baby? I apologize, man. I'm going to give you the $1,000 back. Or now, it's just, it's different. What I'm saying, man, girl, I apologize for kissing that grade. Go ahead and get your kiss back. Get your cheek back. Like, it's different when it's, like, something of, like, monetary value or just something of, like, you know, as opposed to, like, a whole nother person. It changes things.
Yeah.
Like, on both sides. That's why I just said, I understand what you're saying, but a whole nother human being coming in between you two,
it leads to complicated situations. But I feel like if this is a ongoing situation versus an isolated incident, I think it's just two different things. That's just my opinion.
But how is one supposed to know that?
One may never know. That's the chance that you take when you...
And that's why I'm saying, in relation to if she go all out and crazy for this one incident, one might assume, how do I know that this is a one-off? That's like if a dude go and he just, let's say a dude, he just go shoot somebody in the head and he just go crazy and shoot him 9 times. One might think, how many bodies you got? Like if you this callous with the first body, how do we know that that's a one-off?
You know, I can talk about this all day.
Yeah, somebody. No, but I'm talking about how people might think. You can't.
You can't stop people from thinking a certain way. I get that.
Bitch, is this the first time you did this? You went crazy with Sean. You went a little all out. You was doing this. He was grabbing you. You was going crazy.
Yeah.
So how do I know this is not something you do every time you go up with the homegirl, but now this is the video that made it online for me to see? You can't kill him for having human emotions.
No, not at all.
And that's why I just said, I respect somebody for walking away as opposed to now having feelings of resentment, of anger. And now because... somebody who feels like he might put her through hell. She might go, baby, I'm going with my girls to go get coffee. Bitch, no, you ain't. Like, just because of, like, I prefer him to walk away.
Yeah.
As opposed to now having lingering feelings of anger and making her life a living hell.
Right.
Because of the insecurity that he probably got.
Yeah.
So I think it's healthy to walk away as opposed to stay and now he's just policing her. Where you gonna go? What time you gonna be back?
Yeah.
So
that's not gonna be.
That's something like him walking away. What's the issue?
None.
Because he walk away, he got a peace of mind. Now she can go out, do whatever she want without worrying about nothing. What's the issue? Both people win. Go ahead, do whatever with Sean, Terrence, and TJ. You don't got to worry about me no more.
It's just so okay. I'm off of it because
yeah, like I said,
I have a response to that too, but.
I know. Let's finish that what my man had to say. We ain't forget about you, Drew.
He should have had, you know, more confidence and more respect for himself and his woman that she wouldn't be cheating on him like that, you know? And I think if he would have saved it for when she would got home, it wouldn't have been an issue. But he was wilding on Twitter. He made himself look like a bitch. But that's my two cents, really. Again, I probably would have felt a way about it, but I wouldn't have blasted it out to the world. You got to keep some things private. You know, now everybody knows how he's feeling and that he's insecure about it. But yeah, should have been a little more secure about it.
I agree 100%. Like I said, because even putting myself in that situation, I probably would have felt the way. But I'm not going online about it.
Yeah.
Now when she come home, but like I said, it just make it tough because even as a man, and I've had this conversation many times before, to where like if something is done and you feel disrespected, like even bringing it up because you want to talk about it, even in a healthy way, like, oh, you insecure? Are you that? And I'm just like, I'm just having a healthy conversation so that we can find some type of common ground or even a mature conversation, dialogue on what happened and how we can prevent this from happening again.
Right.
Because it sucks, but like a lot of men, like I've been told, they don't even feel comfortable bringing it up. To where, you know, because anything you say now, it's just like, if it's not pro woman, if it's anything that kind of skates away from just championing something, then it's just like you're anti. No, we're not anti-woman. But we just think that there should be boundaries.
Yeah.
And I seen something online earlier about, they said they believe that women twerking all the time is like a coping mechanism. You know, you're happy, you twerk. You're sad, you twerk. You're angry, you twerk. Like, and just like, it's just so many things to where it's just like, you can't even say, I don't want my woman twerking. Ah, you anti, you hate. I'm just like, Jesus Christ. Like, just do whatever you want to do at this point. Because it goes back to when, I don't know if it was here in Atlanta. Remember the time? It was a black-owned restaurant. They was having brunch. It was a group of black girls. They was all twerking on his couches, on the sofa. You see in the background, you see other families, other kids. And the black dude came over. He said, ma'am, there are other families here.
Yeah.
We having brunch. Can y'all stop twerking? Can y'all stop shaking your ass? Can y'all stop standing on my sofas?
Yeah.
Twerking.
Yeah.
Girl, do your thing. They got the camera up. And I'm just like,
yeah. And now it was probably doing too much.
Check the camera. Yeah, but you
it's not that type of establishment. Because there are some places that.
But that's not
that's the environment. Yeah.
You check the right there. You check the comments. Mm-hmm. Why he hating on women? Mm-hmm. Let women do themselves. Let women embrace the. And I'm
time,
just like,
place, manner.
But I'm just like, but even with him saying, he said it so respectful. You check the comments.
You got to realize the people who are saying, they're not thinking about the totality of the circumstances, right? You're talking about a family, probably a family that we got kids and stuff there. That's not the type of place where you're doing it.
But he came up polite and he expressed, please stop doing this.
Yeah.
They gave his business 1-star ratings.
That's so petty.
This place doesn't promote women. And I'm just like, Jesus Christ. They twerking on my sofas that I paid for.
Right. He has a right to refuse their business. I mean, he has a right to refuse, like, their
There's
money
kids
and all this
behind
stuff.
You and you twerking your ass over my eggs. Like, come on. That's why I just say at the, like, it's, I could name so many instances to where I just say, as a man, you gotta shut up.
Yeah.
A woman can come in there ass naked and twerk and bend over the whole time. If you express anything that's not, go girl, do your thing. It's an issue. That man learned the hard way.
Yeah.
Can y'all not twerk on my sofas in y'all heels with the heels digging into my leather? And he got killed for that. He didn't say none. He didn't say
oh, nothing. Not like dead, but.
No, he
oh,
got. Okay. They like was dragging him. Yeah, okay. He was anti-woman. Yeah. He's not letting women be themselves. He ain't say none disrespectful. He ain't say, bitch, get down.
Yeah.
He just say, bro, can y'all have some respect?
Mm-hmm.
Is that an issue? Have some respect for the people around you. It's not an issue.
Mm-mm.
But like I said, it's just, it's scary. It's scary the times we live in. It really is, man.
Yeah, I'm from New Orleans, so you see girls just randomly, twerking or popping, whatever you want to call it.
Now a lot of things be accepted. Like I told you the other week when I was at work and I had a conversation with this older woman, mm-hmm. I forgot her name. She was not like 91, 92.
Mm-hmm.
And she mentioned, she was like, yeah, let me, you see that girl, the stallion. She called the stallion. And she was just like, she is so pretty.
Yeah.
She don't have to be naked. She don't have to just show her coochie. Well, yeah. She says some little old words she used to describe her vagina. And she said she don't have to show that. And she's like, these young girls got no respect. Yeah. I remember growing up, and you know, I remember one time, you know, this and that. I wanted to dress cute for this boy I like.
Yeah.
And I tried to sneak outside in the clothes, and my mama said, go get that switch. And she was like, she beat me. You don't gotta go outside like that. And she said, now it's the normal.
Mm-hmm.
She's like, you know, I got grandkids that's 12, 13 that's going outside half naked.
People are, so she's 92. So I'm like, there was a whole era in the 60s and the 70s of this, like, this movement, like sex, drugs, and rock and roll sort of thing, where people would go, like, again, this is pre social media, pre cell phones,
pre a lot of things,
but this is nothing new. There is a cycle of life, it repeats itself over and over again, right? Like, even the idea of my grandma, not to put on that, but I'm about to put her out there, right?
Don't kill grandma.
My grandma, about what? Shoot, almost 80.
Mm-hmm.
Think about this. She, you having kids at 15, 16 outside of wedlock, like,
that was normal,
right? But present day, you still gonna get criticized for being a teen mom.
But we're talking about what's pushed to the public. Because, yes, a lot of things were happening back then. Yes, but we're talking about what's promoted and what's pushed on public.
The thing is, though, again, because of the innovation of cell phones and social media, that's why it's flashing in front of us. But this is not nothing new.
It's
been
not
a thing.
But I remember being a kid and I'm watching TV and it's just like, it was so many things. I'm like, damn, I need cable so I can see some titties. But now you can watch Channel 5.
Exactly. Only certain people had access to it. Now everybody has access to it. Now it's like, oh, this
because
is...
it's the norm. I'm talking about even channels changed to where
Playboy magazine, my nigga. Like, come on. I'm just saying, like,
I'm talking about basic cable. back when I had no cable, I had the TV where you had to pull the antenna up and hope you get a good signal.
Right.
I used to be so mad because I never seen no titties. Like, I wanted to see titties so bad when
you
I was
You should have went to New Orleans and
done No, but I'm just saying, once my mama got cable and she had the Showtime After Dark.
Yeah.
Because now, like I said, you could put on Channel 5, Channel 7. They be having sex in bed on TV. Yeah. On basic cable.
Yeah.
But back, you go back 15 years, it wasn't on there.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, TVs have rules and laws to where you get fined for doing stuff like that.
Yeah.
Remember the
Super Bowl?
They got fined for that titty coming out. Now, if the titty come out now,
I think they tried to sue because of Rihanna's, the way they were dancing, something.
Yeah, but that was bullshit. That
but
was
again,
just,
everything is at the touch of the finger.
Yeah, but, okay, at the end of the day, to sum it up.
You can chop and screw anything else.
Nah, we ain't chopping and screwing because I'm just like, bruh, once you said, and everything is okay unless the penis
See,
goes
this
inside.
Is you always do that. I ain't say everything was okay.
Everything is okay unless the wee-wee go inside the vagina.
Oh my God, y'all.
Dang, what you said?
Oh my gosh.
Where you at,
Ayúdame, por favor.
Nah, let me go back. Let me go into my last guy. I'm going to call him Jay. His name is JJ. Let me see if I can pull up what he has.
What's Sam, son?
JJ, talk to me.
You know, it's interesting because I was looking at a lot of that stuff and... You know, everyone's going to say every relationship's different, and that's true. I think what you know of your partner and how you choose to represent that relationship in public is a direct reflection of what you think of your relationship.
Oh, I'm going to pause it right there. Hold on. Mm-hmm. Now, he said in a relationship, mm-hmm. how you choose to represent yourself in public,
right?
He feels is a direct, you know, reflection of how you feel,
yeah,
about your partner.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think about that?
I
because that goes into what we talked about earlier in relation to when you step outside, committed relationship or marriage, you are a reflection of your partner.
Yeah, because
same thing with work. You could leave your job at a great, you know, high paying salary job. You leave, you are a reflection of your job, even if you don't believe so. You are.
What's coming to me, like my thoughts, is like if you think your man is weak or something like that, chances are you're gonna be like, oh, he ain't going nowhere. Yeah. I'm gonna do what the fuck I want to do.
That level of
yeah, but like if you got a super like mandingo macho man, and you know he don't play that shit.
That goes back to Sully. He said first time I'm gone.
Yeah.
So yeah, he's having that's his standards.
Yeah.
And like you said, some men you could do whatever you want to do.
In order to avoid, is this something, a conversation that people should have before getting into quote unquote relationships about how to conduct yourself, or you feel like they should know? Because
in this day and age, what a lot of people do is not all. They enter into a relationship.
Mm-hmm.
They don't have real conversations.
Mm-hmm.
They don't have discussions because, yes, this is something that should be discussed.
Mm-hmm.
Without, are you SAK? No, we having a conversation.
Yeah.
So we can understand, okay, is this worth even dating?
Yeah.
Because nobody's saying don't go out. Mm-hmm. Nobody's saying you got to cut. No, have your friends.
Yeah.
It's healthy because you can't date and now your whole life become you and your partner.
Right.
You gotta have your girlfriends.
Mm-hmm.
He gotta have his male friends.
Mm-hmm.
But I gotta know, when you go out with your male friends, mm-hmm. you respect what we got.
Right.
When you go out with your girlfriends, you respect what we got.
Right.
And now, if having that conversation, yeah, I'm gonna go out. I just want to do me, but I'm not gonna let the physical. I'm not gonna let the dick go inside me.
Mm-hmm.
Nah.
Mm-hmm.
Nah. Mm-hmm. Because you could disrespect so many different levels without physically having sex.
Or kissing or hugging.
1,000%. I've seen women, and I told you about it before when I was at Amazon where...
Oh, she's sitting on somebody's lap and stuff.
She was flirting dudes, good morning, grabbing, smacking her ass, and she married. And I remember one time a girl was like, girl, ain't you married? She's like, yeah, I'm not sleeping with them.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just like, bro, that don't excuse nothing.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Like they smack and grab it at, like she was just like the work hole.
Yeah.
Like everybody who went there, who it was men that started the job way after me, they she that easy. Okay. They start smacking the ass. Because they know what they gonna get. And her response to the girl that said, girl, ain't you married? I'm not sleeping with them though.
Mm-hmm.
Like that's not an excuse.
Mm-hmm.
That's not an excuse.
Yeah.
And because I know 100%. She go home to her husband. He don't know that. Mm-hmm. He thinks she going to work, making money, and coming home. So now you think if he finds that out, that he's wrong, or he's, oh, mm-hmm, I think it's crazy for you leaving. If I found it, if he found that out, mm-hmm, because let's say for example, a video go over, you know, it goes viral in relation to like his circle, and now he sees his wife getting her ass smacked and stuff like that. So now he, it might lead him to think, well, bitch, are you cheating on me too? Mm-hmm. If you smiling, you giggling, you sitting on somebody's lap, like what leads him to not think that he's being cheated on too in relation to she's laying down having sex? Mm-hmm. Or is he supposed to just outright know? Mm-hmm. Oh, it was only a smack.
Yeah.
No, that's an issue.
It could be some unmet things going on at home.
Because like I
not
said,
I'm not excusing her behavior.
Because going on what she, no, because I don't want to always subject it on things he's not doing. Sometimes people just be messy and people just be crazy. So I don't want to say, yeah, maybe he's not meeting her needs. No. Because people always gotta find a way to subject it back onto the man. Sometimes maybe she just messy.
Or the woman. I mean, like either or. Like, is it something that she's not?
Because I thought that I should be like, bro, like, how do you feel about your husband? Mm-hmm. Of course, I said that in my mind.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, you must look at him as like this, like you said, a weak-minded piece of shit, to where you know you could just walk all over him. And now, you know, let's say he found out that he decided to leave. Same thing you said. A lot of people, they guilt men. Oh, you just can't accept this. You just can't. And I'm just like, bro, people got limits.
Yeah.
Because your limits is lengthier than mine, don't mean his should be.
Yeah.
Some people got it one time and I'm done. Mm-hmm. Same thing with jobs. Some jobs you fuck up one time, job gone.
Yeah.
Some jobs we see folks show up late a year straight. Mm-hmm. They still get the clock in. Mm-hmm. But now, you know, some jobs you show up late two times. Hey man, we got to accept your resignation. You know, it changes.
Yeah.
So everything can't be the same. But let's finish out what he had to say.
You know, I think it's interesting when people will reference like Kiki and say, oh, she's a mother, she's this and that. Listen, they got some mothers that are hoes too. Mm-hmm. You know, I don't want to leave thotting for the single chicks, but I think, you know, if you're comfortable with what you represent, that's great. How it plays out in your relationship is another story, and I think you got to consider that whenever you're out in public.
100%. Like I said, I think that's a great place to end it, because like I said, at the end of the day, like, you know, like let's say for example, like I'm a male hoe. Mm-hmm. Every time I go out, which it sucks, because I know a lot of men in relation, even married, to where they go out,
yeah,
and they're thinking about, I want some ass. Mm-hmm. Like, and these are men that's in quote unquote committed relationships. Mm-hmm. So like, if that's me, mm-hmm, it's just like, that is a direct reflection of how I view my partner.
Yeah.
So it shouldn't change because now it's the woman. No, it's the same. It's the same thing for men. Mm-hmm. Like if every time a dude step out, he want to go cheat.
He doesn't really.
No, we grown. He don't have, no, I don't give men no grace on that.
No, so my question is he doing this because that's just the type of man he is? Or is,
but
like,
the type of man he is, but that could be the type of man he is. That still shows a lack of respect for his partner.
Absolutely.
Regardless. Mm-hmm. So he could be a whole male hoe and be single, but now once you enter into a committed relationship and you're still doing that,
you go, yeah, some men and women don't change. They're consistently, they're gonna cheat.
And that's
cheat.
Why I just said, go be, just stay single.
They're not. Listen, so, this is never gonna end.
No, it's never gonna end. But like I said, we can't say what we said earlier in relation to, if now someone don't want to accept that, now it's these
absolutely
terms,
they
words.
Gotta go. So, I mean,
but you say, I think it's crazy.
It is crazy. I'm saying, my opinion is that it's crazy. But at the end of the day, have a nice life. I cannot stop you from leaving. If you don't want to work through this, if you don't want, okay, that's fine. But there are some people who would. But like you said, I can't do that for
plenty
everybody.
People work through it, and congratulations, yeah, and applause to you. But like I said, at the end of the day, every time I've had a conversation with a friend or even a podcast listener, mm-hmm, and they said, hey, I felt disrespected, mm-hmm, and I left, I applaud it.
Yeah.
Like, congratulations for, like, putting your peace of mind first.
Yeah.
Because, like I said, you could be cheated on and you can forgive, mm-hmm, but sometimes those feelings still linger, or something, yeah, might come up to where you might go pick them up from work, and now they're talking to like a female coworker. Mm-hmm. It might be innocent, mm-hmm. but now in the back of your mind, this nigga cheated before. So what they talking about?
Yeah,
those are things that happen because insecurity. Like once it started, it's tough to get rid of. Mm-hmm. They might be gone, baby. I get off of work at 7, and now they come home at 9. Well, nigga, you had 2 hours. Well, just like those are things that pop in people's minds to where sometimes stepping away is better. So I'm never going to encourage somebody, hey, stay and go work it out. Now, if it's somebody, yeah, she took $50, go talk it out. But like I said, when it's a whole person involved, it changes things. Mm-hmm. If I'm married and we got a joint account and I check it, I'm like, it's $500 missing. Like, it's a 100% chance I'm going to talk that out. As opposed to now, she doing something with somebody else. Mm-hmm. Because, like, we could resolve the money.
Yeah.
Like, that's not going to make me insecure or jealous. I'm just going to be like, damn, you couldn't ask that. You know. Yeah. Stop, just ask. Mm-hmm. I'm cool. Just ask. Mm-hmm. But when it's a whole person involved, it changes things. Mm-hmm. Like I said, money or, you know, the car. When I bought a new car, you should have asked first. But, you know, okay, maybe the car can benefit us.
Divorces, you know, after that. But I hear you.
Like I said, it's tough, man, but man,
life is hard. I mean,
life is hard, but at the end of the day, man, like she said, man, if there's no hard penis dropping inside you, it don't count. Cheating only matters when the penis is inside the vagina.
That is literally not my conclusion, but let him tell it.
That ain't what you said.
I'm not about to go through this.
If the dick ain't in it, it don't count.
No, okay.
Brand new LCP.
This is probably my longest episode, about an hour and probably 5 minutes, man. But you guys out there, man, who stay showing love, stay showing support. I thank you too for coming by. I know we hot right now. I know that the lights is on our face. We dying. But I appreciate you, man. Like I said, man, ladies, go out there, do your thing, have fun. Just don't let the dick go inside you, okay?